Dr. Andrew Connolly is a regular Kai Korero speaking health issues with us. He is from Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand's counties Manukau, effectively Middlemore Hospital, and it's always neat to have a korero with him. Thanks for your time, Andrew. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Pleasure to be with you and the listeners.
Thanks very much. We'll talk some politics, although I don't expect you to go too hard in there, but let's start with the surgeries and waiting lists. This has been a hot topic through 2023. How are things faring at Middlemore?
We're doing okay. So compared with the previous year, we're well ahead on the planned care, so that's the elective surgery, and that's we're still not to where we'd like to be, which is due to still building our staffing back up. But we're getting through a lot more work. So the really long end of the waiting list, where people have been waiting a really long time, is definitely in the right direction. And I think last year, in health, they measure the years from end of June to the start of July, or start of July to the end of June, sorry. So in the one that finished a few months ago, we only got through probably 70-75% of our work, and at the moment we're well above 90, so you know, we're really making good inroads. There's been some publicity in the papers about Saturday lists, and yeah, we've done that at Middlemore. We're actually at the Manukau facility, and around 250 people had operations on a Saturday, and of course at the same time we're still doing all the emergencies. So we're slowly but surely in the right direction, but it's hard work and the staff are doing a bloody good job.
And tell us about that recruitment scene. With a diminishing pool of talent, it's not easy to restock, if I could use that term. And so for a time, we were talking about many, many who were working our hospitals needing to come in from offshore. Has that situation improved? Where are you finding your kaimahi? What are some of the issues to attract and have them stay at Middlemore?
Yeah, great question, Dale. So nursing-wise, most of our nursing, a lot of our nursing recruitment has been local, which is great as the universities and the techs graduate more nurses. And so our total nursing vacancy is well down on where we started, which is fantastic. In terms of docs, we just don't train enough in New Zealand, so we still do have some coming in. A lot of these are sort of the young people from the UK and Ireland, a bit like young Kiwis do their OE. These are people coming the other way. So we had three or four of those start at Middlemore just this week. In terms of other areas, particularly in our support staff, like people called anaesthetic technicians and the x-ray technicians, most of that is slowly but surely growing our local workforce. We've got a long way to go, but we're making small steps forward, which is great. So look, all in all, we'd like it to be the staffing to be even better, and we'd like it to be better faster, but we are moving in the right direction, and obviously employing our locally trained is fantastic.
A lot of whānau panic somewhat, if there's, especially with kids, and we know earlier this year there was a big push to have whānau take their loved ones as a first port of call to pharmacists or certainly GPs before hitting ED. And I wonder whether that is working or whether you still sense that there's a, well, the hospital has such a trusted reputation that some parents in particular overlook the other steps and think, well, look, I'll take them straight to Middlemore. What is the situation there? It does seem a sort of cope-up that our Māori and Pacifica people would do, you know, take it to the best, and that's in your ED.
Well, it's great to have recognition of how good the ED is, but I think the answer, it's a bit of both in terms of people trust our ED, so they come, but I think also it's just harder for parents to get their kids to the GPs. Now, we know our GPs are really busy, and they're seeing, they see thousands of people every week across our communities, but we just don't have enough of them. And so I think it's interesting, Dale, talking to particularly our head of paediatrics at Kids First, he points out that they haven't really seen a huge increase in the number of kids needing to come into hospital, but the ones that do are sicker than they used to be. So, and we wonder if that's just because they haven't been able to get into the GP when they first started to feel unwell, so they haven't had, you know, some treatment to help fight off an infection and maybe mean that when they get to hospital, they're not as sick as they were. They still need to be at hospital, but they're not as sick. It's a real moving feast, and some days we think, oh, this is great, hardly anyone's come to ED, and the next day we get hammered. So there's no sort of easy way of predicting it, and obviously our ED remains an area where we still need more staff. So if people can get to their GP or can get to a community health provider, or can the local pharmacy sort the problem out, we'd be very grateful, but we're there when we need it.
Tēnā koe, thanks. Obviously, there was a change of government, and therefore we've got an incoming minister. Now, we're guessing it's going to be Shane. He says, well, that might be getting ahead of ourselves. But even so, does this create any issues from your end, Andrew? Will you be preparing a paper perhaps to present to the incoming minister about the realities on a day-to-day basis faced by the staff of Middlemore Hospital? What would be, if any, a political reaction from your end?
Well, I don't think the change of government for our day-to-day business. We just get on with the work, and we're not expecting any radical changes. I've heard nothing during the campaign that suggested we were going to go back to having the DHBs or anything like that. So, obviously, new minister might have new priorities. Wait and see. And we're assuming it'll be Dr. Retty, but obviously the Prime Minister makes that decision. And we look forward to working with him and his team. I think in terms of briefing of the minister, so Te Whata Ora do that, and that's, we've had very clear instructions on that. But I think you know, any politician would probably have to have been living under a rock not to know that counties is, like a lot of places, been doing it tough. And I know Dr. Retty has been visiting hospitals earlier this year, and I suspect he'll be well briefed. You know, the outgoing government, Prime Minister Hipkins, has made it very clear that this will be, there'll be a good handover, and I'm sure Minister Verrills, she's well aware of how tough counties has been doing it. So we've got no concerns that the incoming minister will be blind to our problems. And obviously, if we're approached specifically, we can give very detailed answers. But Te Whata Ora leads that process for us. But I just reassure the public, it's business as usual for us, irrespective of who's in charge. We just get on and do the job on the day.
Always neat talking with you, Andrew. Thanks very much for sharing some cordial to Andrew Connolly. Please.